This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, Caroline and Uma with you in the all-new evening edition. Keith, thank you for reading the news and sticking around because we want to talk about markets now.
You didn't let me go.
I didn't let you go. You can stay here forever. Bank Negara has announced that it's going to raise interest rates. What does this mean?
Well, it wasn't really unexpected as well. The market had been waiting for it, and it was something that had been driving the ringgit to the current levels against the US dollar. We've seen the ringgit strength over the past few, and this is one of the reasons. So the hike is 25 basis points, basically 0.25%. So from 3%, it's now 3.25%. And, well, essentially, it's just the same levels as back in July 2016 when they lowered the interest rates. At that time, the decision to lower rates was more of a preemptive move because they were expecting some negative repercussions to Malaysia's economy because of Brexit.
Okay, so what does this mean? Is it higher loan rates, higher FD rates, the ringgit will become more attractive?
Well, I mean, Caroline, after the rates were lowered at that time, we did see, some of us actually did see some reduction in our housing loan rates. Some of us did, and even the FD rates did come down. Mm. So, you know, logically, it should go up right after this. Of course, it makes the ringgit a little bit more attractive because you get more from interest as compared to before. Mm-hmm. And the US dollar is weak. The crude oil prices are higher, so all this is supportive of the ringgit. That's why we are seeing it at about 3.89 right now.
Wow.
And you know, people are still expecting the ringgit to strengthen. Against the Sing dollar right now is at 2.98, the Aussie at 3.14, 3.82 to the euro.
So this is Keith kind of managing expectations here.
Yes. But there's still a pretty significant strengthening on the part of the ringgit.
So, it is.
Let's move on to stocks. How did this rate hike announcement affect banking stocks?
It not only banking stocks, actually, it also helped the KLCI improve as well. In fact, it was one of the bigger gainers today. As for banking stocks, Public Bank was up 1.2% at 21.20. CIMB up 1% at 7.02 ringgit. Maybank up 0.9% at 10. RHB was up 1.1% at 5.40 ringgit. So all in all, a good day for banking stocks.
All right, Keith Gumm, thank you very much. The hardest working man in news, I tell you. We've got the Ramones coming your way now with I Want to Be Your Boyfriend on the all-new evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.